open meetings.
Yes,
we don't exclude.
An extra day to get, you know, how front stores in the beginning say that they have to adjust to.
So whatever citizen comments.
Yeah, because it depends on what I think. I think it may just be they stretch out.
Nothing.
Because the 5-2-4-2, those short weeks probably make it hard.
Excuse me. 7 o'clock, I'm going to call the meeting to order, please. For the Judiciary and Law Enforcement Committee, June 13th, 7 p.m. All supervisors are present and our youth and governance. I'd like to welcome our youth and governance. This is their first meeting. Trevor Foster and Audrey Smart. Did I get that right? All right, that was my biggest fear for tonight. So with that, we're going to start the meeting. I will start the meeting with citizens' comments at 7:01. Any citizens' comments? You have 3 minutes to speak. Please step up. Oh, yeah, I wouldn't use it. Thank you. Citizens' comments.
Okay.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Front Stores, 1812 36th Street, Kenosha, Wisconsin. Can everybody get a copy of this? I know this is a new committee, and this is the second time you're hearing some of this information. I'll have a brief history. This journey started for us back in January when the union approached personnel and asked if personnel was aware that we were no longer being paid for holidays. We were at that time informed that, yes, they were aware, but there was really nothing personnel could do. It was, you know, the decision that was out of their hands. It took us until March to find out that the appropriate action was to come in front of the Judiciary and Law Committee, because they handle the jail type information. So what I'd like to do is go through some of the things that were covered before this actual sitting committee came in. The first sheet was a memo that went to all county employees in November that explained what the county's holidays would be for 2011. And if you look about halfway down, even the detention employees are included. So anyone that would get this memo would assume that we would get 10 paid holidays just like everybody else on the list. The reason we're only listed under Veterans Day is that was always a holiday that the jail got instead of the day after Thanksgiving. For whatever reason, at some point it was decided that we got that day and everybody else got the day after Thanksgiving or whatever it was. But so it was after this memo came out that we were then told that we wouldn't get paid holidays. If you go to the next thing, it's the minutes from the Judiciary and Law Committee meeting of March 14th. On the third page, I highlighted a couple of things, and Captain Falduto has been very gracious through this entire process. He admitted at that meeting that the jailers do not get paid for their holidays, but he stated that the deputies haven't been paid for holidays since 1995. He says that we work 2,016 hours a year. Normal work year is 2,080 hours. That's what everybody else in the county gets paid for, 2,080 hours, when you include their holidays. They only work 2,000. The other 80 hours are holiday pay. So we actually work two more days but get 10 less days pay, 8 days less pay. And then below that, when I highlighted it, I missed it, but I underlined it for you. It says, Captain Falduto stated that they are still getting 8 out of the 10 holiday days, but are not getting paid for them. So that was really the first time that anybody admitted that, yes, they're not getting paid for their holidays. At that time, Supervisor Singer had stated that he wanted a report to show in the budget from last year where these holidays were eliminated. And that's never been shown because it really doesn't, there is no line item for jailers' holidays in the budget. And that's more to show you that the old committee was kind of pressing forward and trying to get this thing done. And then if you'll go quick to the April 11th Judiciary and Law Committee meeting minutes. At the top of the first page, I highlighted that I had talked that I referenced what Captain Feldu had stated, that the deputies no longer receive holiday pay. And in talking to the deputies, I found out that that's true. They don't actually get a holiday pay. But when they have a 72-hour pay period, they get paid for 80 hours. That was in lieu of their holiday pay. And then at the bottom, he agreed with that. He said that when the deputies lost their holidays in 1996, it resulted in a 72-hour work week. However, they are paid for 80 hours. No one said the jailers were going to lose their holidays.
Excuse me, Fred.
Yep.
You're at your 3 minutes, so wrap it up, please.
Okay. He just said that he thought that administration should have just understood that we were losing our holidays. All we're asking is to be treated fairly. You know, the sheriff, through the captain, had stated at one of the meetings, he's more than willing to pay us. They just have to budget increase. All we're asking this committee to do is please advance it to the next step. Let finance look at it. Let finance try to find the money. And let the county board as a whole decide whether we should be treated like every other employee or not. And remember, there was a $750,000 surplus in the Sheriff's Department budget last year that would more than fund our holidays. Thank you for listening to me.
Thank you. Any other citizens' comments? Citizens' comments? Any other citizens' comments? Seeing none, citizens' comments are closed. We have to save the time now, right? Fred gave me so much paperwork, I gotta go through it. It's 7:08, and we'll open up the floor to supervisor comments. Any supervisors that have any comments or youth in governance?
I would like the youth and governments took a tour of the jail on Monday, sort of get their thoughts, along with introduce themselves a little bit, they would.
My name is Audrey Smart. I go to Indian Trail Academy. I'm 17 years old, and I'm a senior now. And I'm very excited to be here, and I'm just happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
I'm Trevor Foster. I'm going to be a junior next year at Wistosha Central High School. I'm really glad that I have the opportunity to do all this, and I really appreciated the tours that we took a couple days ago. Thank you for having me here.
Would the other supervisors, so they have an idea who everyone is? I mean, they know myself and the chairman. Introduce yourselves, so they have an idea who everyone is.
Ron Johnson, County Board.
Doug Noble, 17th district now, 22nd district, a lot of years. In Pleasant Prairie, I'm one of three supervisors in Pleasant Prairie.
Dave Barrington, I'm the county board supervisor for the 10th district in the Wilson Heights area.
Angelina Montemurro, and I'm county board supervisor in the 4th district.
Anita Johnson, and I'm county board supervisor in the 18th district, which is another of the Pleasant Prairie supervisors, and most of Bristol.
Thanks.
All right, thank you. Welcome. We are lucky to have you here, and I hope you enjoy the experience. Any supervisors' comments? Supervisor Markman?
It's directed towards legal. Is it legal for this committee to change and possibly after discussion or whatever end up putting back the holiday pay? I just want to know if that's even legal at this level. I do not know that answer.
Mr. Carbone, can you come up and have a seat right there? Thank you.
I mean, do we have that authority? That's my question.
As with most things, I don't think that there's necessarily a short and easy answer. Certainly, it's my understanding that this committee is no more able than any other part of the county to engage in negotiations regarding these issues. If the question is through the budgeting process, is that something that can be done? outside of formal negotiations or informal negotiations for that matter, certainly during the budgeting process if it's put back in, there's nothing that would prevent that.
That answers my question. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other supervisors' comments? Moving on, it is 7:11. Chairman comments. I don't really have any other than obviously we have a big crowd tonight, two times in a row here. We'll move fast through this process. So supervisors, please have your questions ready for administration. Again, I want to welcome Youth and Governance. And with that, I will entertain a motion at 7:12 for the approval of the minutes of May 7, 2012.
Second.
Moved by Supervisor Johnson, seconded by Supervisor Arrington. Now it's... Yes. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
One comment, if I may. You use my first name, not my last name, in the minutes.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oops. Okay. What I'll do is I'll change it before I actually...
I figure it's no big deal.
Okay.
I do have a comment about the minutes, too. I noticed on... at 642, paragraph 2, it would start on line 3. He believes that Pacetti has better qualifications... I believe that he was speaking about himself, not Pacetti. Frank Pacetti wouldn't have been.
Because I don't know the name Pacetti, so
Frank Pacetti.
I think I probably was right what he said. But
he wouldn't have. Well, he wouldn't have been up for the position. It would have had to have been one of the planning board supervisors.
Oh, okay.
So he wouldn't have been speaking to Frank's qualifications for the position. Okay. But Frank was there for a different position that night.
Okay. Should I just take that sentence out?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I can go back and listen to otherwise, because I don't know that name, so it's probably what I heard, but I'll just take that sentence up.
Okay. Are all supervisors okay with that?
I'm not sure where you're at.
Okay with just taking that sentence out, just remove that sentence, and then I'll change to your last name.
I've been called worse.
Okay.
Okay, moving on, 7:14, we're going to open up the discussion regarding the jailer's holiday pay and schedule. I think first I will ask Mr. Riedel to come up.
I am told that the sheriff's not his way, or the hearing's here in Pat.
Okay.
And so I'm sure the sheriff will have plenty to contribute. With your permission, I'd like to give somewhat of a historic perspective. Fred's only partially right. This actually started in January, before last January, I think. When Act 10 was enacted, profound changes in collective bargaining came to Kenosha County. Along with it came Act 32. Act 32 is the budget bill. And the budget bill had significant cuts to county government. And you'll recall that the governor's statement was, yes, we cut you, but yes, we gave you the tools to compensate for that. And right or wrong, agree or disagree, those tools were the fact that collective bargaining had changed significantly, and that we were to use those changes to attempt to balance the budget. The board seated at the time will also recall that about half of our employees, including the corrections officers, were not under contract at the end of last year. And so, cuts in the budget were to be offset by the changes in collective bargaining for about 60% of our employees. non-represented employees and informally represented employees who were without contracts. As we went through the process, everybody gave the employee share of their pension, corrections officers included. Those to whom over time needed to change, those changes were made. A significant hit was taken in overtime by the highway division. Some had their schedules adjusted. Many lost overtime and had it replaced with other means of compensation. And for the corrections officers, the county, in the county executive's budget, proposed going to what's called the 7K. For corrections officers, under the federal law, under the Fair Labor Standards Act, the overtime formula is 171 hours worked over 28 days triggers time and a half. Probably most of you, me included, were at a meeting here in August, and then chairman of the Finance Committee, Supervisor Clark, invited the 990 or the former 990 jailers to attend and to be heard on the subjects of cuts that they were going to have to bear. And there was a lively discussion and a long night, and it was spirited and interesting. When the subject of the FLSA 7K formula came up, the corrections officers strongly objected to that. And it was then that the sheriff volunteered to, if the board would put back overtime after 40 hours in a 7-day work week, that he would find the money necessary, approximately $200,000, to offset contribution, for lack of a better term, that this group would have to make to offset budget cuts to our budget. Going back to the budget hearings and the county board meeting where the budget was taken up, discussed, and acted on, the administration's proposal was the 7K overtime. And it was amended, and the sheriff, Mike Lovin, thanks for coming, proposed 5242 schedule. And it was the county board that gave the sheriff, in fact, the administration 1 year to test drive the 5242. If you look in the policy and procedures manual, which all of our employees get, you will see that under the 7K overtime for jailers, there is an asterisk, and underneath is a statement that said the 171 over 28 overtime formula would be waived for this year. In return, the 5242 was put into play, and that an analysis of the 5242 would be done at budget time in 2012 for the 2013 budget to have a full analysis by the county board and decide where we're going. We have some statistics, and Mr. Gertzen is here from the finance division or department to talk about. But well, we've only been able to collect data on one quarter because we're still in the second quarter. And so to fully analyze the effect of the 5242 with respect to achieving budgetary goal, we're dealing with very rude numbers. Although, if you would like it, we have more. In terms of discussing the 5242, its effect on the sheriff's department, how it's running, I would give that to either Captain Feltus or the sheriff. From the administration's perspective, that's real good.
Thank you. Any supervisors have any questions? Supervisor Arndt.
Okay. Wow, that's a lot. My first question, so I'm trying to understand.
Sheriff Beth, you come on up.
Yeah, the overtime.
Welcome, Sheriff Beth.
Because of the overtime, because of Act 10 and Act 32 is the reason why, because I believe they're here about the holiday. Okay, I don't think we're talking about the overtime, and I know that it's important to include that history with us, but I guess I want to go down to the next page. How does this, how does what we did with the overtime affect them not getting the pay for the holiday?
With the 5-2-4-2 schedule, just like the deputy sheriffs, I know that they claim that they don't get holidays. The deputy sheriffs don't get holidays either. It's a fixed schedule from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, and truthfully, for the next 3 years, you can calculate what days you have off. You might even have Christmas off in 2016. You can calculate it out. You can see. It's a fixed schedule from here until whenever. And every day is built in. There's nothing. It used to be a floating holiday. So what the employees would do is they would put in, and I don't exactly know, the slip of paper. They'd put in their request for a holiday whenever that would happen. And it would go, I don't even know how to actually go up by seniority or whatever it was. They'd try to figure out when everyone could get their holiday. And what this does is it's a fixed schedule. You know, just like their deputy sheriffs, the other third of our department have a schedule. It's not the 5-2-4-2, but it's along the same line. It's a fixed schedule that each deputy will know 3 years down the road, do I get the 4th of July off? What holidays do I get off? Will I have my birthday off? It's a fixed schedule. It doesn't change. What changes is when you plant a vacation day, when you plant, everyone call them vacation days, and we call them PTOs, and we've done emergency PTOs or not emergency PTOs, but we've given them flexibility like the old casual kind of things used to do. So all your days are built into the schedule. There is no floating holidays. But when they tell you about holidays, what they're talking about is those days that floated out there at the beginning of the year that they would schedule. Everything is built into the schedule from January 1st to December 31st.
What?
So there's no more floating holidays.
All days off are built into the schedule. Correct.
I'm confused. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I guess I'm trying to understand what they're saying, and then I'm trying to put the two pieces together so that we can all understand what are they saying. Because they're saying that apparently there's an issue, Sheriff, with the holidays or how they're understanding it. I'm at a loss.
If I was one of them,
okay,
would I like an extra 8 days off a year? Yes.
Okay.
Would I like the...
Excuse me.
I guess what they're telling me now is they don't want extra 8 days off, so I don't even know what the argument's about. What they would like to do is have 8 more days off a year that they're... whether they get paid and not be there, but they're looking for pay for 8 days. And if the county board in the next year's budget would like to address that, that's fine. I have no problem with that. We can certainly go through other schedules. The fixed schedule is extremely simple for everybody. There's no rotating of days. It's set. It's what it is. But right now, for every, if you were to give them one holiday, I would need approximately 1.2 more people. This is kind of from the hip, but I kind of know these numbers too. If you were to say right now, just give this entire group 8 holidays the rest of this year, you would have to give me 10 more employees. And right now, we budgeted for, the county board gave the county exec in finance, I don't know what the target was, 3% the target last year? So the finance had to come in with a budget.
Excuse me, 2.5.
Okay, so 2.5. So finance had to come in with a budget for everybody. We were also given an allotment, a number that we had to meet. Finance put together a budget for the entire county. We would have to, if you do it right now, you'd have to come up with ballpark 10 more people and another $650,000. So, roughly. And if you wanted to do that,
I have no problem, but you got to do it next year because there's no $650,000. We budgeted this year for 250 federal inmates average per day. Today is one of our highest days of the year. We have 238. That is why we have not hired our to the full capacity of staff, because we'd be laying them off.
Supervisor Montemayor.
Sheriff, I'm so grateful you're here, but I have a question. Somewhere I read in here, and perhaps I misinterpreted, but I believe I read that the sheriffs with their schedule comes out 72, and then they get up to 80 hours, so therefore they get paid holidays. I don't know if I mistook that or not. And then this scenario,
I don't know what you have.
Is, well, do the sheriffs end up getting paid more holiday days than this, than the jailers? That's
no.
The real question.
The deputies get no holidays.
But do they have that? I saw somewhere in one of these minutes, forgive me, from 72 it's adjusted to 80 hours per time period. Therefore, I know I read that somewhere. Because I think that was the question we had. Is it different? Would a deputy get essentially a paid holiday and a jailer not? And I know that sounds simple, and you're explaining it the best you can, and forgive us if we don't understand. But that's our big question here.
Deputies work a 5-2-5-3 schedule.
This is what I'm referring to, sir, and I'm sorry. But if you could explain this line to us, maybe I could understand that a little bit better. Thank you. Thank you.
Truthfully, off the top of my head, I can't tell you exactly how many hours they work. They work an 8-hour and 15-minute day.
I'm still confused, then, if there's a difference in terms of holidays between jailers and sheriffs. I'm sorry.
Supervisor Johnson.
Are sheriffs paid salary or hourly?
It's salary, but they get paid hourly. I think if you look at their, if you look in the contract, and I remember, I think it tells you what their salary would be if they worked their regular full time. But they would get paid on overtime on whatever that would break down to.
Okay. I have another question. You were saying that it's a very easy schedule to keep, and I understand that because of the structure of it. One of the concerns I had, Fred Storrs made a comment that they have to work an extra day to offset short pay periods. And I was thinking, you know, I put a little Excel spreadsheet together and I plotted things out. And in the long run, I mean, they work just almost the same amount of hours. I think about 92 hours less a year with the different schedules. So, and it averages per year to over, like, just over 40 hours. So if the schedule or the pay period was extended, would that offset that? So that they didn't have to work that extra day? I mean, with it wouldn't cost any more money, right? I mean, if you just...
So are you saying make the pay period 15 days?
What they were saying is, you know what? How about if I let you read it? The very first comment there, that they have to work an extra day to offset short pay periods.
Captain Felder, do you get something to add?
They were never told that was going to happen.
Excuse me, Sheriff. Captain Felder, do you get?
Basically, what you're asking is if they worked an extra day in their short week, mm-hmm. would that offset it? And the thing is that the sheriff has made that opportunity for them to work that extra day in their short week so that they can make 80 hours during that period. If you're asking if we just paid them for 80 hours during that short week instead of them working and only had them working 72, that would be an additional expense to the county.
Actually, what I'm saying is extending the pay period, paying them like a longer period in between pay. Do you know what I mean? Like go to every 2 weeks, or so that they wouldn't
15 days, so that they would never have a short pay period on their short week. I think that's Mr.
And then they wouldn't, and then they wouldn't have to work that extra day if they didn't choose to.
When we created this, and I brought this up, I brought up the fact that there would be 8 pay periods in the year that it would only be 72 hours. Mm-hmm. And I said we can do this different ways. I said we could let it go with you can choose, and you don't have to work at that extra 8 hours, which some of the employees are doing. They're deciding that 32 hours every eighth, or that eighth, whatever it is fine. And we also said we could assign one of those days that we're short people, and we could assign it. Or ultimately, when I asked a few people, I said, would you rather have us assign when you work that extra 8 hours, or would you like the opportunity to choose your day off, work a double shift? You can choose whatever you want. So, and they get priority. So there is no short week if you don't want it to be. You have the opportunity to pick it up, and you can pick it up any time that you want.
Was that discussed before this became effective, or after? Was this something that they weren't aware of?
Yeah, it was before. I went before this all came into effect. That was discussed before the end of the year. The schedule didn't take effect until January 1st.
So you gave them those options prior to this becoming effective?
This was discussed at all of them, and some people, and I basically asked, do you want to be able to choose the time you want to work? Do you want to be able to choose not to work and just work for 32 if that works for you, or do you want us to assign it? The people that I talked to said, if you're giving us the option of choosing or you assigning it, I'd rather choose.
Mr. Riedel, you have something?
I just, Supervisor, thank you. To the extent that we would change or segregate a group of employees for a different pay period, that would a significant hurdle on the payroll, because it's all automated. And it goes on a regular cycle, on our cycle is Sunday to Saturday, and to segregate a group of employee payments would be a significant burden to them. And so although it might be an idea that would work, it would have a lot of infrastructure issues on the
And one of the things that was discussed, and I heard Mr. Riedel as I came in, what was presented was the 171 hours, you don't get paid overtime until you've worked an additional 11 hours. And I didn't think it was fair. I didn't think working 11 hours and getting paid straight time for it was fair. And the staff that I talked to didn't like it either. So we came up with a schedule. It was a choice. And at that point, both the staff that I talked to said, I don't like not working overtime and getting paid for it. I agreed with that. And so that was part of the choice. I mean, if in January, if when we go through the budget process, if we want to go back to this other schedule and do the 171 in order for us to balance, if that's truly what everybody wants to do and work 11 hours at straight time to make up for it, we can go back to it. But I don't think if you ask the true majority of the people, I think they like the 5-2-4-2. It's the 8 days that they feel that they're losing.
Supervisor Ferber.
Was it known? Because when the 5-2-4-2 was discussed, I don't remember anything being discussed about how they pay. Was that known previous to everybody that this was going to happen? Because as a supervisor, I didn't know they were going to be missing their holiday pay.
Every supervisor who was ever at any meeting that I was at, I told them, holidays are gone. Kelly's, that's a thing of the past for a couple of years. So it was said that this schedule is fixed. Holidays are built in. Every day off is built into this schedule. I said it at every single budget meeting I was at, and whoever was there heard me say it.
Supervisor,
through the chair. And Sheriff, I thank you for your time for coming up. May I ask this question? Would this be in order? I need to know from someone who works in the jail what is it that we as this governing board do not understand about what's being talked. And we'll call on you. What don't we understand about this situation so that the board can make it very can have some clear path as we move forward. Can you speak to this issue, sir?
Excuse me. Hold on. Time out.
Are we in order?
No, we're not. We're not. I let the correctional officers come to the table and speak. That was that meeting. This is this meeting. This meeting is a meeting of discussion with administration. If you would like to talk with Mr. Storrs independently, I have no problem with that. I have talked to him outside this, but I'm not going to go there because there'll be a line here, and it'll be morning by the time we get home. So.
And I understand, Mr. Chair. I guess that I'm still, I understand everything that you've said completely, the from beginning to end. And it sounds to me what the issue is, and you all can tell me if we're on base or not, it's these 8 days. It's the 8 days that they're no longer. And I guess it's going to sound redundant. How did they get the, how did they used to use these 8 days compared to why they cannot use these 8 days now? Because I'm trying to understand, you have the schedule, because it's built in now and not considered floating, they don't have these 8 days that they're accustomed to have, correct?
Yes.
Is that it? Okay.
Well, the 8 days, and I'll go back to the deputy sheriffs in 1996, if that's when it changed. Yeah. The deputies had the holidays that you would put in for, you know, at a certain time, and you would ask for July 4th. And you might get it, you might not. Someone with, depending on how it worked and how that supervisor worked, it might go by seniority, it might go, well, you got the last month, but however it worked, you would have that. In 96, that changed. They no longer have holidays. There is no such thing on the calendar, on a deputy sheriff's calendar, as holidays. It became a fixed schedule. It didn't change. Again, same thing. From here till eternity, you can tell what day you're going to work.
Okay.
That's basically the exact same thing that we did with this schedule. It became a fixed schedule. From here until eternity, you know what days you work. So, the deputies, the days became part of the schedule. With the correctional officers, the days become part of the schedule.
Supervisor,
I guess the last thing is that I know that we're not in a position to negotiate or anything of that nature. Is it fair to say, you had spoken earlier that in order for them to, I guess, be eligible for these 8 days again, you would need 10 headcount? You would need 10 more correctional officers?
It's from the hip, but pretty close.
I mean, yeah. And it would cost us
roughly
$650,000?
Yes.
Well, I mean,
if you figure a little over one officer per day that we changed, you'd have to add, you know, and again, it's roughly about a $65,000 with all the benefits and everything that goes on. I know you guys understand that. That goes with it. So that's what we have to add. And at budget time, you want to address this and do this? I mean, truly, if the board wanted to give them 100 days, so be it. But it's costs. It costs money. And this year, we are very tight right now with all costs because our federal inmate revenue is down. And we don't know where it's going to go.
Supervisor Arrington.
And this is off of the, I'm not going to talk. With them, there's a rumor, I guess there's another jail in Illinois. Is that going to affect Kenosha County? Do you think?
Creed, Illinois. Is that the one we're talking about?
I believe so.
Creed, Illinois.
Federal inmate?
Creed, Illinois, the federal government somehow awarded Creek, Illinois, it's a private entity, a private business, to the theoretical award to build a new jail. They don't have one in Creek, Illinois. But what the Illinois government did, state did, is they have passed a law, or they were going to, I think it passed already, to not allow private entities to hold inmates in the state of Illinois, which would have eliminated Creek from holding them. What does hurt us, though, is the numbers of federal inmates nationwide is down. So the federal government is also out of money, and they have trimmed back the sweeps that they've been doing and everything that they've, all the inmates that they've been doing.
ICE is, and I would assume that everyone behind me that deals with ICE, which is a lot of them, ICE is, I don't want to say difficult, but I will. They're very picky in what they want. They have certain standards, and we have to live by them or give the inmates back. And to tell you the truth, every day we battle with, is it worth it? And there's people in the administration that say, it isn't worth it. It isn't worth the headaches we go through. It isn't worth the work that we go through. And myself say it is. Because if we were to lose $6 to $7 million in revenues from federal inmates, I don't know how many of the people behind me would be here. Because, and that would be deputy sheriffs too, we would be laying them off. $6 million, $6.5 million in personnel would be ballpark a lot.
What does ICE mean?
What is ICE? Immigration.
Customs Enforcement.
Immigration Customs Enforcement.
Supervisor Johnson.
I just want to make sure I understand this correctly. But we have no long-term contractual.
No.
Okay, so I mean it could end.
It could end tomorrow.
Okay. So it's not money that we can count on.
We count on it.
Sure.
We've worked it into our budget, and our department heavily counts on this, and the county as a whole heavily counts on this. And all the staff that works at both facilities, and it's truly mostly the staff that's behind me and the supervisors that make the phone calls and arrange, work extremely hard to keep all of us at the Sheriff's Department employed. And at any moment, if ICE became upset with us, they could pull them all.
Or, for example, like what you were just speaking to about Crete. I mean, something like that could obviously pull some of our revenue away.
If Crete were to open, they were planning on making a 600 to 800 bed building, and it would have eaten up almost all of the Midwest immigration inmates. And we would have, at that point, they've been gone. But that won't, I'm 99% sure that won't be happening.
Let me comment on that. I had spoken with the sheriff, was it a month ago? We talked about this issue at length with Crete and so on and so forth. So I'm pretty confident that we're going on the right track that way. But I don't want to lose focus that, as you said, this could be gone tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You know, we do budget this in as dollars, and we kind of count on them. Mm-hmm. But it's not a guarantee. So with that, Supervisor Montemayor.
We were told at the last meeting that the price we charged them, and I do not know this for sure, was like $81 a day, and other places in the country are, you know, maybe up to $110 a day. But this is what we were told at the last meeting. No.
It's actually $70.
We charge $70, or even cheaper than that. Well, anyway, the bottom line, Sheriff, is what I'm going to ask you is, if the board and the finance committee and the correct legal steps were taken and something had to change along those lines, then we would be telling our administration that perhaps a change in what we charge may help offset that. Was that feasible? I mean, that, again, you have to excuse us, but this is the data we've been told, you know, from the
and
people
it's wonderful.
That work for you, you know.
And that's
so
fine.
That's all I can say. That's where I got that number.
And that's okay. It's $70 a day that we currently get. And just so you know, we have just pretty much put together the new numbers that we're going to be asking immigration for.
Is it a little higher?
It's about $29 a day higher. But the issue is...
Okay, so we went from 70 maybe to 9. Okay,
yeah,
but I'll take it 92.
But as you get excited about that, what we have been put on, it's a budget. So if we get $6.5 million, we can do it with 238 inmates, or we can do it with 190 inmates.
I get it.
Okay. So that, and truly that is our fear. We're going to present this, we're going to be asking for the raise, and we think we will get the raise, but we also believe that they will be cutting our numbers down at whatever percentages we do.
Yeah.
So we're better off because we may be closing the dorm because of it.
Now, Sheriff, is there a possibility that you can price yourself out of the market in this Midwestern pocket?
You
I mean, here's my point. I get, let's say we want 120 a day, and they could say, well, I'm going to go to Walworth County and get it for $60 a day. You know, I mean, obviously that's somewhat of a reality, or no?
It is. I don't think it's a big reality. I believe the staff and everything that we do here has us what we call, we're on the A list. We're on what immigration, they like us because we cater to them. And sometimes it becomes very frustrating that we cater so highly to them, but we do. We take their sick or they're injured, and we take care of them, and they like that. We would, if they were to run it past us with a contract, McHenry County does have a contract with them. McHenry County will get inmates before we will. And if the numbers keep dropping across the Midwest, McHenry will keep their numbers up because they're paying McHenry no matter what. They are the only ones in the Midwest that have a contract. Could we price ourselves out? We could.
And if this, as in our discussion previously a month or so ago, I don't know if it's ICE or the federal government, they want potentially another doctor on staff. They want certain things that we'd have to accommodate also, correct?
Yeah, we have a list, and actually I just got it either yesterday or today. We'd have to have, I think, two more doctor days. Their big issue that they have with us is the nursing. Not enough nursing and not enough medical attention. But there's also a few ARSs that we've added to it, and I think a few DSOs too, right?
Approximately 14.
So in order to have in order to meet the needs, but all this would, and we're going to, in the next few weeks, we're going to go down to Chicago and we're going to see. We were told that we've been capped at 200 immigration. And what we've also were told is it's not necessarily that 200 number, it's the dollar amount that goes with the 200. So we're going to go down to Chicago and talk to the head of immigration, and we're going to see if it goes up to the $100 a day, whatever it would go up to, would we also lose an equal percentage of inmates? So we got to answer that question. I don't know. If not, we're better off.
Well, I would also like to thank the correctional staff for the job that they do, because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be in that A standing.
Absolutely.
So I do appreciate that.
We have an awesome staff. Yeah. There is no question.
I'd like to put that out there. Any other supervisors have any other questions for Sheriff Beth? Supervisor Noble?
It's not a question, but to summarize, your position back when we adopted the budget was, and you proposed replacing the FLSAs with the 171 hour with the 5242, and the employees were agreeable to that, and the caveat was we'll give it 1 year to test it out, and that's what, you know, you're still asking for the 1 year. Bottom line is you want to have that 1 year, correct?
Yes, and I believe that in the perfect world, we could give them an extra 8 days pay or 8 days off or whatever it is, and still do this schedule. I believe that most of them don't mind the schedule. I don't think most of them like working the 6 days in a row. I think working every other week, a 4 day week, is acceptable. The big issue is the 8. And if, again, at budget time, if we come up and we can figure out a way to financially cover this, I have no issue with that. But right now, I'm going to be struggling to make budget at the end of the year. If you changed anything right now, something would happen. Would have to happen. And but I understand the whole thing too. I do understand. But I don't believe you can change it right now. We have to wait till budget time. And at that time, if the county board allows me to raise it to meet this, I got no issue with that.
Another question. I guess this would be back to Corporation Council. I mean, it seems to me this whole thing is a pretty slippery slope. You said that we really aren't allowed to negotiate, but, so we can't suggest a quid pro quo or anything like that, right?
I don't believe you can.
That's cool. So this is, like I said, it's a slippery slope having this and continuing on with this, in my opinion. I think we need to do what the board did at the county, you know, at that time, which is we'll give it a year. That's my opinion. And the other thing is, somebody said last year they had a $750,000 surplus, and the finance department can speak to this, but I had an idea as chairman of the Human Service Committee last year to take an $800,000 surplus and use it to plug a hole because of Act 32 in the Human Services Department. And you were on that committee, and I thought it was a fairly novel idea, and I didn't see any harm with it, but in the end, I don't know that I got any support from any supervisors. Everybody abandoned me. And I think I was kind of piggybacking off an idea where you had for using some of that surplus to buy a
mobile command unit.
A mobile command unit, and you got shot down on that one, too. And,
sure did.
So Finance Committee can tell you that they project in these, and if I'm wrong, David can correct me, but they project in these surpluses and so on to try to keep that budget, or that, the reserves at such a level so that we can keep our bond ratings good, you know, because if we lose the surpluses, we lose the potential to slip in our bond ratings, which is going to cost us more money in borrowing, which, you know, can end up costing us as well. So I just want to let you know that it's a difficult task. The sheriff will tell you because he tried it last year, and I can tell you because I also tried it last year, to use surplus to try to fill a hole.
Well, I'm under the opinion that I've had several discussions with Mr. Rito about this. This is no easy fix. That's exactly what he told me. So, and I understand that, and I appreciate Supervisor Moulton's comments. Supervisor Johnson, do you have some?
I just have one more question. I just want to understand everything. So now on the fixed schedule, if a jailer works on a holiday, do they get paid different time? Or is it the same, just flat hourly rate if they wind up, let's say, working Christmas?
Flat rate. Okay. Everyone in our department basically is the same way.
Okay.
People who work Monday through Friday would be different because they would be coming in. But everyone who works a rotating schedule, it's the exact same thing.
Supervisor Frederick?
The $650,000 you said earlier, is that looking at the whole year or just the remainder of the year? And if it's the remainder of the year, how much would it be then looking at it for future budgets for a whole year for that?
Whole year would be roughly $650,000.
Okay.
It's a year.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that. Thanks.
Supervisor Johnson, do you have something?
I was going to ask the same question.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you beat me to it, so I'm going to ask that myself. Any other supervisors have any questions for Sheriff Beth or Mr. Riedel? Supervisor Arndt?
Just one last thing. A PTO, when a correctional officer takes a PTO, they're not paid. Or are they paid?
Yeah, they're paid.
It's paid at time. How many PTOs can they get, can they have?
There's a schedule. Okay. Based on years of service.
Based on years of service.
And increases as you earn more years of service.
Supervisor Arjun?
Yeah, that answered it.
Supervisor Noble?
Just a correct clarification. You said that, and I know it's a different schedule, so it might be a whole different situation, but you said that deputies work 8 hours and 15 minutes and do the jailers work 8 hours and 15 minutes?
8 hours.
They work 8.
Any other supervisors have any questions?
Supervisor McMillan? One last clarification. If I work for sheriff as a deputy or I work for the sheriff's department as a jailer. Do I get more holiday compensation as a deputy or as a jailer, or is it the same?
No holidays.
And either employee.
Correct.
Any other questions? Supervisor Holman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll through the chair to the Director of Finance or the Sheriff, whoever can best answer the question. I'm asking this because I know it was raised about the Mobile Command Center. There was an amount requested, the budget surplus from the jail, et cetera. How much was that requested amount for the Mobile Command Center?
How much was the request?
Yeah.
$500,000.
I know that the gentleman who spoke at the start of the meeting during citizen comments noted that some of that could be used to be moved towards the jailer. I'll be honest, it's probably not necessarily an easy fix for us as a board, but it does make logical sense. If they're the ones charged with custody and making sure things run smoothly, and there are issues if they see fit being compensated, then it would make sense that that should, in a way, go back to them. That might be a point of discussion or some sort of informal negotiation that's had. I don't know. I do know that, you know, budgeting it for the purposes of our bond rating, yes, that makes sense, but I think it's a point of hilarity that the bond rating agencies will rate mortgages AAA, but yet Kenosha County has to struggle, which is something that I just find to be perplexing. So moving forward, that might be something we should give strong consideration to, is trying to fit some portion of that surplus towards the jailers who do the work over there. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Supervisor Arrington. One second. Mr. Riedel, Sheriff, do you get any response to that? Or
the reason the request for the mobile command unit stopped, because the money didn't exist. There was no surplus.
Supervisor Arrington.
That's what I was going to say.
Okay, thank you.
I remember that.
Yep. Any other supervisors have any other questions for Sheriff Beth or Mr. Riedel?
Just thank you for your time.
I want to thank you both for your time. I appreciate it very much. So, do any supervisors have any questions for Mr. Geertsen, Director of Finance?
You have a quarter, and is there numbers that either this meeting or next meeting we could look at how things are going?
We have Q1 annualized estimates.
Okay.
That we could look at.
I'd like to get those.
Would you like to look at them now, or
if you have them, yeah.
Like Bob said, the county board adopted this for 1 year with a sunset, and the charge was to analyze the 5242 to determine whether it's meeting the budget objective. So this column D that I'm pointing at shows the budget objective. We planned on saving $250,000. This column B is the 5242 analyzed through quarter one. And then column C is annualized. And you can see that it's working the way the sheriff said. We're looking at actually a little better than $250,000. We're saving $146,000 annualized in overtime and $167,000 in benefit time. If you compare that to, I know the sheriff brought in an analysis, I think at a meeting or two ago, and we compared this also to the analysis, and that's in column E, and that shows a little less savings, but I don't think it's really that material. It's basically in the same ballpark, this $250,000 ballpark. So for Q1, we're hitting the target. The sheriff is meeting his commitment. saving the money that they pledged to save with this 5242. What we did then was compare what would have happened if we had the 7K instead. And this, so this column F has the 7K. And you can see in the 7K, we would have saved more in overtime. In other words, the 5242 costs a little more in overtime. And annualized, it costs about $80,000 more in overtime compared to the 7K. But the 7K costs about $80,000 less in benefit time. It's uncanny, but that's how it's looking through Q1. So the 5242, they get paid less in benefit time but more in overtime than the 7K. And the 7K, they would have saved about $300,000, which is tracking at about the same that the 5242 is saving. So it's working the way it was planned to work at this point, and we're meeting our budget objective. The 5242 is meeting the budget objective.
Supervisor Hill,
do you accrue your unemployment compensation? Because that usually pretty much incurs in the first quarter. Have you spread that out over the whole year? Or doesn't the county have to pay unemployment compensation?
I want to understand how you think unemployment would factor into the analysis.
As a benefit savings.
The benefit savings is just benefit time days off.
Oh, so that's, you're not figuring
in the unemployment, and I don't think we have unemployment all budgeted in one pool. There's a couple places it's allocated out, at, like in the park, but mostly it's all budgeted in one pool, all managed through personnel, and that does not play into this analysis.
But you've got FICA.
Yeah, the benefits. Now, what I did was these numbers are just, these numbers, like this $250,000 in column D included benefits. The $300,000 in column C does not include benefits, and the $300,000 in column F does not include benefits. So if you roll benefits into that, we're saving about $2,200, roughly $2,000 per jailer, which is a little higher than the $250,000 that we needed to save annualized. Now, this is Q1. There's a lot of things that can happen. So, for example, there weren't a lot of holidays. Compared to last year, they did get holiday pay, and you don't know how that would stagger itself out through the year if you're comparing from one year to the next. So we really need to go through a whole year in order to know how this really will work. I think we're going to get the savings, but it'll be interesting to see how it all works after we go through the whole year.
So on the 5242, you're annualizing a $313,000, and on the 7K 28 day, which was what it would have been if we hadn't adopted the 5242, 307, so it's really close.
Yeah, it's about the same.
Yeah.
You're hitting the budget.
Why did we budget 250? We were projecting 307.
The 250 was our target, what we expected to save on the 7K. What I'm trying to say is we're actually doing a little better than the budget target, a little bit better.
So when you were budgeting, you didn't have as good of numbers as you do.
Well, maybe we're being a little more conservative. I don't know. We're saving a little more now, and we would have saved a little more on the 7K than we initially budgeted, than we initially forecasted in the budget, a little more.
Right.
Okay. Down, Supervisor Noble? Good. Supervisor Montemayor?
The 7K have more holidays in their pay?
Yeah, the 7K has more time off.
And so that would be closer to the 8 days they lost or not?
Yeah, but then they get less than overtime.
So it's the 7K with more of the holidays in. Our projected is $307,000 savings, and without the holidays, it's $313,000 savings. So this to me is a no-brainer that eventually we should get the holidays back in. We're not saving a ton more by this new schedule.
I understand.
That's
incorrect. Right. All right, if it's incorrect, I'll drop it, but that's what the numbers look like to me.
One, they're getting more overtime. The other one, they get more holiday pay. or more, I shouldn't say holiday, be more PTO or whatever.
Let me clarify this. Mr. Rito can speak to this if I'm wrong. With the 7K, they have to work 100, it's the federal standards, and they have to work more straight time, and they get their holiday pay. Under the fixed schedule, there's no holiday pay, okay, but they get overtime after 40 hours. They would not get that with the 7K. Initially, the 7K is what the county board adopted, okay? The jailers said, we do not want that. We would rather not have that. This is how we got, am I correct on this? This is how we came up. This is how we came up with the 5242. Now, if you look at the numbers, they're really, it's kind of a wash. So I don't know if that answers your question.
Yes, it does answer.
The sheriff did say he doesn't mind going back to the 7K, and they could get their holiday back. If that is, am I right on that?
Yeah.
Okay. Supervisor Johnson, do you?
I just have one question. This may be obtuse, but so if we're projecting total savings of 313, taking away the holidays, why would it cost 650 to put them back in if we're only saving 313?
If you go by the schedule that we're working right now. Mm-hmm. Every day that you give 100 and whatever employees it is, it basically boils down to 1.1 person. Mm-hmm. Working the same schedule we're talking. If you want to go back to the federal schedule, we're talking something completely different. Are you talking staying on the exact same schedule that we are on right now?
I'm just talking about the savings. Wouldn't we have projected that 650 somewhere in there in those holidays?
And it really isn't that hard. If you figure that one employee works 8 hours a day or whatever hours it is in the course of a year, mm-hmm. and we have the 186 people, I think, that are in this unit, mm-hmm. it roughly boils down to, when you take up some benefit time, about 1.1 employees. I lost you, didn't I?
You did.
Okay. One day off, one employee... Mm-hmm. times 186 people. If you take that and multiply it by 8 hours a day, you're roughly about the 2,000 mm-hmm. area, mm-hmm. ballpark, mm-hmm. which an employee works near. So, and if you take the benefit time that would get included with that, mm-hmm. it puts it at really about, I'll call it one person. Every day off that this union gets in the holiday thing, it's one employee. And that's why we need to make it up with hours.
Okay.
I still didn't say it clear enough, did I?
I guess I just don't understand why there's not a higher amount of savings.
Because you're comparing two completely different schedules. I figured out on the current schedule that we're talking about, if you want to go back to the federal schedule, that's completely different. You can't compare the two because they're different.
So holidays would be paid out differently on each one of the schedules.
There is no holidays in the 5242.
But potentially, Sheriff, there isn't a 7K.
In a 7K, there is. Yeah.
Maybe that's the confusion.
You took the old federal schedule that they had last year.
Correct.
Okay. And you changed the overtime. Remember that's the tool thing that mm-hmm. we started. Okay. The tool we chose to focus on for this group was overtime. And the overtime schedule for this group was overtime after 8 hours in the day mm-hmm. and 40 hours in the work week. Okay? The other 40 hours in the work week, all of that. We targeted saving overtime to offset the cuts to the state by the state budget and found that the federal law, we knew federal law, would allow a different formula. And so we changed to the federal formula for the highway division and proposed changing to the federal formula for this division. Now, jailers have to work 11 more hours over 28 days in straight time before they will get overtime. And in the meeting that I referenced in my preamble, the sheriff said, that's not fair. I don't want to operate that way. I'll come up with a way that you can save the money, the $250 was the target, by scheduling them different. And that's what happened. And so we went to the board and then the budget, they gave it to you.
Okay. now it makes sense because they're getting paid overtime. That's why there's less of a difference
right.
in between the two
right.
figures. I got it.
That's what I bought you.
And this is first quarter over.
2-1.
So
important to know that the experience, you know, like the third quarter is historically the highest vacation July to September. So in order to get a true and accurate assessment of the success or failure of the new schedule, we really need more than the first 3 months of the year.
Any other supervisors have any other questions for Sheriff Beth, Mr. Riedel, and Mr. Geertsen? With that, we will move on. I'm sure this isn't the end of this, and we'll digest this as a committee and move forward. So it is now. Thank you very much, Sheriff.
Thank you,
Mr. Riedel. Thank you, Mr. Geertsen. It's now 8:11. We have a resolution from the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department, the Activity Control License, Country Thunder. Captain Falduto is here to present that.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, good evening. This resolution before you is to approve the activity control license for the Country Thunder event, which will be held in July 18th through July 27th, 2012. I was informed that the Planning and Zoning approved their resolution earlier tonight at their meeting. So that part of the plan is done, and I would ask that you approve this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. Any discussion on this activity control license?
Just want to make sure there was no changes or anything else that the other
The only thing I was told was that they will be working with Country Thunder to beef up a little of the gravel at the entrances and one of the parking lots. Other than that, there were no changes made.
Supervisor, anything to say?
To the best of my knowledge, ever since I've served county government, Country Thunder always has been a very positive event in Ocean County. And I just wanted to add that input for some of the newer supervisors for our student government. Students are here with us tonight. I believe that it's a very, I've been to it actually once. I believe it's very positive for the county and the people enjoy it. And I would like to make a motion to move to approve.
Motion approved by any other discussion on this, though. Supervisor Noel, do you have something?
Yeah, in the beginning, though, this wasn't successful. Sure.
I was on. You've been on the way already.
It's always been successful for the company. At one point, prior to Sheriff Beth deciding that he needed to put a stronger presence on the fairgrounds and on the campgrounds where a lot of crimes had occurred, underage drinking, sexual assaults. At some point in the early 2000s, the sheriff decided that he wasn't going to allow that anymore, and he required Country Thunder to pay for the placement of significant law enforcement presence on the grounds, which has reduced the crime significantly. The biggest issues that we now have from year to year is underage drinking, which the Sheriff's Department aggressively enforces.
So my question was going to be, we still have that?
Yes, and they've already posted the cash money bond for the cost that was deposited yesterday.
Yeah, before we had security, in fact, I recall voting against this at least one time. But before we had the security, it was a mess.
Yes.
Yeah, it's definitely much better with the sheriff's presence. Okay. Right.
Captain
Apper
does a very good job.
Yes,
running that.
With that being said, I will accept the motion approved by Supervisor Harrington, seconded by Supervisor Johnson. All those in favor?
Aye.
Anything governance? Vote.
If you don't mind me asking, what is a Country Thunder? Because I have no idea what it is.
Country Thunder is a large
Sorry.
country music festival which occurs on a modified campground in Randall on the western part of the county, just west of Twin Lakes. It has major acts. I think the major act this year is on Sunday, Tim McGraw. at some points that there are 20,000 people in attendance watching the acts. In conjunction with the event, there are campgrounds around the area where people can camp through the entire festival so that they get there on Wednesday night and they camp there through Monday morning and they just stay on the property the whole time and just attend the musical events, concerts.
Well, thank you.
Maybe she could get a tour with a ride-along on for that
thing. That
can be arranged. That can be arranged.
If you would like, if anybody's interested, have the chairman contact Captain Napker, and Captain Napker can arrange for you guys to meet us at the command post and give you guys a tour. We've done that in the past for other supervisors, and I don't think the captain would have any issue with that.
And actually, now that I said that, and I was somewhat joking, but when I first became a supervisor, the first committee I was on was Judiciary and Law, and I did a ride-along, I think it was like second shift or third shift, on a Saturday night, and that's very...
It's a little hot for that.
Yeah, it's very educational. Only did it once. It's not really... It's not my thing, you know. But I would suggest to consider it. You can go right along with an autopsy, too.
Ooh. Ooh. Back to, let's backtrack. All those in favor of resolution?
Aye.
Aye. Do you think governments?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Resolution passes. Thank you. We now have 8:17. Any other business allowed by law? I don't have anything. 8:17, the motion is adjourned.
Second.
First by Supervisor Johnson, second by Supervisor Frederick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Yeah.